Welcome to the Kiss Kissinger Show, internet radio smart talk around the clock. I'm your host, Kiss Kissinger, and on today's show, we'll be speaking with three rednecks to hear what they think about the Iraqi war. With us today are Billy Bob Bugle, J-Bob Jessup, and Cindy Lou Du. Now let's hear what these fine American folks have to say about the war.
Hey. Hey, you.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I got to get settled too here. I'm Billy Bob. He thought he was Billy Bob, but he was really J-Bob. Now, I'm Billy Bob, just so you know. Because nobody can replace Billy Bob. I'd be the original Billy Bob.
That's okay, folks. Don't be confused. We had a slight mishap here in the studio. He is indeed Billy Bob.
We're talking about... Whoa, I'm popping here. Okay, I'll just sit back a little because I don't want to be popping on this funny looking thing here. Anyway, I see some apple there. Okay, no, that's not apple. Anyway, here, let me just say this about that. As far as the war goes, well, you know, J-Bob, he kind of said it right. He said war sucks. Now, we all know that it sucks. It's just a question of how much it sucks. It sucks a little. It sucks a lot. Well, the Iraqi war sucks a lot. And I'll tell you why. Because nobody has a clue what the hell they're doing over there. No, they don't. They don't know. The Iraqis don't know. People next door don't know. Whoever the hell they are, I don't know. I don't care. But they don't know. And we sure as hell don't know. Oh, I think I might have said that, but I just want it clear that we do not know what we are doing over there. We beat the shit out of those people, and they deserved it. But then came time to fix the shit up. And what did we do? Nothing. We're just rolling around that country like chickens without heads. Iraqi chickens. Lots of chickens. We all got no heads because we don't know what we're doing. No clue. No chickens. No heads. Got it? So my feeling is this. We ought to get the hell out of there. We ought to get out of there fast because we're losing money. And money is time. And time. Time is money, too. Okay, I'm done. Goodbye.
Hey, I'm J-Bob. I just want to tell you, I was talking before, and, well, somebody kind of, like, erased me. So I got to start, like, all over again. And I was, let me tell you, I was the one who said war sucks. Because my daddy always told me that it sucked, and I know for myself that it sucks. It sucks the big one. War people get chopped up in all sorts of disgusting things. They lose their arms. They lose their legs. Good Lord, they even lose their heads. We're losing our heads over there. We're losing lots of things. So we ought to get out. And my feeling is that El Presidente Bush has no clue. I think he stinks. I think he's stupid. I think he's got stupid kids. I think he comes from a stupid family. And that those Texan stupids ought to get their heads and their asses out of Iraq. So I'm signing off. I'm J-Bob, and I'm signing off. Goodbye. And I thank you for having me here. I do.
Hi. I'm Cindy Lou. I come a long way. Oh, wait. I too need to get settled in here. Oh, it's just so cute, this little studio you cyber supers have here. I'm having such a good time, and I thank you for the water and the coffee and the tea and the chocolates. Oh, I'm so comfortable here. I think I might want to lay down under this desk and go baby sleep. But that's okay. I know we're here for a purpose. We are here to discuss the war. Well, I have to say this. I totally and mostly totally agree that war does suck. Because I've heard it said many, many times that war does suck. So I kind of agree with that statement. And could I have another chocolate, please? I'm getting kind of chilly here. Oh, J-Bob, you're so cute. Oh, and Billy Bob. I like Billy Bob. He's got big kazootskis. Yeah. He's got those tight pants on with those kazootskis. I can see him. Oh, I'm sorry, Billy Bob. I didn't mean to embarrass you in front of all these nice, kind, cyber-souping people, but those pants look awfully nice on you. I know you didn't buy them in Iraq, did you? Because they only wear those funny sheets, you know? They wear those turbans on their head, and then they have those beards and mustache. God, those people are ugly as dog shit, don't you think so? God, I just don't know where they find those things. I mean, I've seen people in Poland who look better than them. God, I wouldn't go to Iraq for anything in the world. Besides, you know, they got flies in the sand and they just kind of eat your eyes out. So you don't want to go there. No, siree boob. Bob, I'm sorry about that. Anyway, we were talking war sucks, yeah. Okay, well, you know, it kind of reminds me, my granddaddy, 5 times removed, was in the Civil War, and, you know, that was a very nasty war. I mean, we all liked each other and we were forced to fight each other. But you see, it's very different from Iraq, because in Iraq, we're fighting the enemy as opposed to fighting ourselves. And that was the Civil War. We were fighting ourselves, and it was really nasty to be fighting yourself. You know, you don't want to be doing that because you're friends with yourself. You love yourself. You know, the blue and the gray, I mean, they're very closely colored, you know. And, yeah, there was a color issue, too. But, you know, it's okay. There were lots of things going on at the time. But we were essentially fighting ourselves. Now, in Iraq, we're fighting the enemy. And those people, whoever they are in those sheets with those turbans and those ugly beards and mustaches, they are the enemy and they are evil. Evil as can be. So I just think, you know, it's time we pack our little bags, get little doggy bags, and we get the hell out of there. That's all I have to say. I'm Cindy Lou, and I want to thank you so much again for having me here in the Cyber Super Studio. It's just the cutest little thing you've ever seen on the face of this earth, and I like their doilies, too. Thank you very much. Cindy Lou, signing off. Goodbye.
You've been listening to The Kiss Kissinger Show. I'm your host, Kiss Kissinger, and I just want to thank you for being with us today with our wonderful topic, Rednecks on the Iraqi War. Please join us again for more illuminating topics on Kiss Kissinger. Love you guys.